Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620. I get knocked down, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Stuck on the ground, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Keeping my head up high, high.
And the bass keeps running, running, and 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 in this context, there's no disrespect. So when I bust my rhyme, you break your necks. We got five.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. I have in the studio Josh Moon. He is a local runner from Milton, and he is here representing the ARC Gateway, and he's here to tell you about something just awesome that he's doing to help raise funds and awareness for the people that ARC Gateway serves, and we're here to talk about that today. Josh Moon, thank you so much for being here. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Jake. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, has anybody pulled the old dad joke and been like, you know, you blocked out the sun yesterday, huh? Has anybody done that yet, Josh Moon?
No, not yet. I've seen a lot of Team Moon hashtags.
Oh, yeah?
And at first I thought it was a lot of people encouraging me for this run.
Yes.
But no, it definitely wasn't. It was more eclipse related.
Okay, all right. I got it. Okay, well, I'm glad to be the first and only to pass that bad joke off on you. Josh Moon, so you're originally from this area, from Milton?
No, originally an Ohio guy. Moved down here in 2018. I want to say, and my wife and I lived in Navarre back in 21. We built the house over in Milton, and I've been over there ever since.
All right, awesome. And you've always kind of been into running?
No, not at all. I mean, if anyone has seen me physically, I certainly don't have the physique of a runner. I started running because my wife is a runner, and I thought, man, that's kind of cool. And also, you know, I really like to eat pizza and hot wings and things like that. And
yeah, all of us do, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think in order to be able to do that long term, you got to, you know, go out and move the body a little bit. Mm. So that's why I got into it. And then started out as just 5Ks. I said, hey, I'll never run more than a 5K ever. I have no interest in doing that.
Right.
And all of a sudden, these challenges started coming up. And I thought, well, that'd be a great way to challenge myself mentally and physically. So that's what started all these long runs.
All right. So for those of you who may know what we're talking about, this you somehow jumped from 5K,
yes,
which you said you would never do more of,
right,
to 100K.
Yes.
Which is how long in miles?
Yeah, so 100K is just a touch over 62 miles.
Okay, so I'm going to ask what everybody's thinking right now. Why? Why are you going to make yourself run 62 miles?
Yeah, absolutely. So I ran my first 50K, which is considered an ultra marathon, last month at Adventures Unlimited, a race called Death by 5K. In that race, I know,
I like
right?
That. I
Very
like
fitting
that.
Name.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 24-hour endurance race where the participants run a 5K every 2.5 hours.
Wow.
So you run into a little bit of physical fatigue, especially when the muscles tighten up, things like that. But it is a mentally challenging race as well. And I just thought, how can I also challenge myself mentally as well as physically again? But yes, I'm doing it to get better, but also how can I do it to raise awareness for a great cause?
Mm-hmm.
And the ARC Gateway is exactly, you know, the first and only nonprofit organization that jumped into my mind.
Hmm.
I used to work with them as a sales manager, you know, a few years back over COVID. And, you know, my office was right near the Pearl Nelson Child Development Center.
Hmm.
So anytime I was having a bad day, I would look out the window and there'd be kids, you know, learning, you know, to walk or working on speech therapy. And and those things just absolutely touched me. And I know that those people that are being served by the ARC are going through things that I can never imagine.
Right.
So if this is the least that I can do to help raise awareness,
yeah,
and help raise funds for not just the amazing people that are serving or that are being served by the ARC, but also the amazing volunteers and staff at the ARC, I'm happy to do it.
Wow.
If that means I got to sweat a little bit, be a little sore, who cares?
Yeah, yeah. A little bit of sore legs, but going for a great cause. Let's talk a little bit more about the ARC Gateway for people who don't know. What does the ARC do? Who do they serve?
Yeah, so the ARC Gateway is part of a larger charitable organization called the ARC of America.
Mm-hmm.
And the ARC Gateway serves clients in both Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. They help individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. I had mentioned the children earlier. So some of the programs that they offer are, you know, speech therapies. They also offer assisted living and independent living sorts of programs and classes. They also offer job placement as well for higher functioning adults or higher functioning teenagers as well. And, you know, their services are absolutely irreplaceable, 100%. And, you know, seeing the work that they do is, it's amazing when you actually meet the clients. If you're ever having a bad day, all you have to do is meet some of the clients that the Art Gateway serves, and it will 100% brighten your day.
Right.
So it's amazing, and again, it's irreplaceable.
When I lived in Nashville before I moved here in 2017, I worked with a company that provided custom tailored supports for people with mental disabilities, and they were able to live in their own homes and their own apartments with people who, you know, basically just, you know, took care of all their daily expenses and things like that for them, made sure that they were set up. And like you said, when I was having a bad day at the office, when they would come in to visit, it really resets your whole perspective. So, you know, this is kind of near and dear to my heart as well. And wow, just really impressive. I can't believe that you're going to do this. I can't run. I'm not a runner, man. When I try to run, my knees bend the wrong way. I don't even know what's going on. It's very painful, But you doing this is bringing a lot of awareness and hopefully donations to the ARC.
Yes.
So how can the public support the event? How can they support you? Where can they go to see more information about
this? Yeah, absolutely. So anyone that is interested in helping out the ARC, you could certainly do so by going to the ARC Gateway's website, which is the arc-gateway.org, and making a donation directly to them. I do have a Facebook page that is set up, an event page. All you have to do is search 100K. For the ARC Gateway. It's going to pull up the event page. I do have a donation box set up there, an active fundraiser. I have a goal of $1,000. We're already about halfway there.
Nice.
I understand that, you know, for a lot of people that seems like, oh man, it's only $1,000. But asking people to give $5, $10 is a lot, you know, especially in today's economic times. So, you know, any sort of support that the public is willing to give, they certainly can. If you can't give monetarily, that's fine. You're still welcome to come out to Benny Russell Park on May the 4th, which is when I'll be running. Yes, that's Star Wars Day for the Star Wars fans.
May the 4th be with you. Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
So you can certainly come out, don your Darth Vader mask, bring your lightsaber.
Nice.
You know, we'll have some space rented out in some of the shelter houses there. There will be a sign hanging with a QR code. You can scan that. It will take you directly to the fundraiser that I have active as well. You're also welcome to run around the square. There's a helipad there that runs around all of the directional Spencerfield roads.
Oh, yeah.
That is a 4-mile loop. I'll be running that 15 and a half times.
Wow.
So that's going to get me my 62, a little over 62 miles. And you're welcome to come out and join me, even if it's just one side of that. Even if you want to just run one loop with me, please come on out.
And, you know, if you can't support it monetarily, even if you can't be there, share it on Facebook.
Absolutely,
you know, let your friends know about what's going on. This is going to be taking place at Benny Russell Park, Saturday, May 4th. May the 4th be with you. Our own Cat Country will be there on site for a live broadcast from 10 a.m. to noon that day, weather permitting. The splash pad will also be open. There's a playground on site. It's an excellent opportunity to bring the family out, enjoy the park while also supporting Art Gateway. And Josh Moon going to be killing it, 100K. How long does it take to complete 62 miles running for you?
Oh, wow. So I'm as mentioned before, I'm a slower runner. So, you know, my pace, which is normally, you know, upper 7 minutes for a 5K is going to slow. It's going to take me about a 10 to 10:30 pace when I'm first starting out. That's going to slow from there. I would say somewhere between 14 and 16 hours is probably what it's going to take me. Now, I understand that there are a lot of other elite runners or better runners that can finish it in a faster time. I'm not trying to do that. I'm not trying to, you know, go out there and pass out 50K in.
Right.
I want to make sure that I'm able to finish this. That's what this is about, is it's about completion more than it is beating a time.
Right. And if you want to support and run alongside Josh, you don't have to complete it. Just if you want to do a mile or two, if you just want to stand on the sidelines and cheer him on and post it to Facebook, we will welcome that too. All supporting the ARC Gateway. Go to arc-gateway.org. For more information, and search on Facebook. You said it was the 100K for ARC Gateway, ARC Gateway. Check that out. We're going to get to a commercial break, but we will be back with more with Josh Moon. This is just a fantastic story. I'm so glad that we're involved with this. If you have questions or comments, let us know. 437-1620. Join the show, join the conversation, and we'll be right back after this.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
When Pete Salvato at Only Choice Healthcare talks to people about health insurance, they tell him they worry about having quality health insurance and their finances. Pete knows he will help with both. People are paying huge deductibles and premiums with Obamacare, but you can get a health plan with exclusive benefits and features. There's no deadlines, enroll anytime. Only Choice Healthcare offers freedom of choice on your medical providers and a zero deductible on all outpatient coverages, including surgery. If you're under 65 and in decent health, protect yourself and family. Call Pete and save 30 to 60% with better coverage. This is the best non-Obamacare plan available. Call Only Choice Healthcare at 352-683-3923. That's 352-683-3923. Or go to onlychoicehealthcare.com. It's the only choice. Onlychoicehealthcare.com. A quality plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I feel occasional burning and stabbing in my hands as I age.
I sometimes feel numbness and tingling in my feet as I get older.
It's starting to get in the way of doing what I love.
At Nervive, we hear you, and we can help. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use.
Now that I know, I'm taking control.
Try Nervive Nerve Relief and say yes to healthy nerves.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Milton native Carly Ryan, who's been around music her entire life. In fact, her parents were performers, made her choice to pursue a career in music a no-brainer. She performed an original called Give Me Back My Heart on American Idol in 2019, and you can see her this week at Bands on the Beach.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join them Friday as they detail what's going on in your city parks and resource centers. It's time to get out and play. Tune in Friday at 9 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Oh, yeah. It's that spice of life. We're sharing the spice of life here on the Pensacola Expert expert Panel this morning. This morning. I'm Jake Walker. I'm your host. I'm getting a little tongue-tied. My coffee's wearing off. I'm here with a very fascinating young man, Josh Moon, a local runner from Milton, doing a 100K run, which I didn't even really know people went up to 100K. That just seems very, very wild to me. But it's a little over 62 miles. And if you're just joining us, Josh Moon is going to be running 62 miles to raise awareness and support and donations for the ARC Gateway. And we'll go back over the ARC Gateway and what they do If you have questions or comments this morning, let us know, 437-1620. Join the conversation. Josh, thank you so much for being here. I really respect what you're doing. This is just fascinating that you're even able to do this physically. It's mind-boggling because, like I said, I'm not a runner at all. But you're putting yourself through this, challenging yourself mentally and physically to help raise awareness for the ARC Gateway. Let's go back over again what the ARC Gateway is, what ARC is, and what they do for individuals.
Yeah, absolutely. So the ARC Gateway is a nonprofit organization. So the ARC Gateway themselves are part of a larger charitable organization called the ARC of America, or the ARC of the United States.
Yeah, they're nationwide, right?
That is correct.
I remember they were in Nashville as well.
Yes, so, that is correct. Mm-hmm. So the ARC Gateway serves clients in both Santa Rosa and Escambia counties. They help individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities, whether those services include or are needed, like speech therapies, job placements, independent living programs, and skill teaching, they do all of that. Mm-hmm. And again, the work that they do is it's unrivaled, it's unmatched, and it's irreplaceable. It's absolutely vital to the people in our area.
Mm. How does the ARC Gateway normally receive funding?
So there are a few different ways, and I'm going back via memory here from the days where I used to work with the ARC Gateway. Mm-hmm. But, you know, some of it is state funded, but the main driver are through local support events, for sure. Mm-hmm. It's the local communities here in Pensacola, Milton, Pace, Navarre, Gulf Breeze, all of us getting together and supporting through the events that they have. I know that the listening public have probably heard of events like Wreaths of Joy, the Crab Cake Cook-Off, Over the Edge is a newer one that they've been doing here for the past few years. Mm-hmm. And all those events help raise funds that go directly back to the ARC. Mm.
And if you want to get involved, if you want to donate, become a member, become a volunteer, sponsor some of these events, go to arc-gateway.org. And you can get more information there. So why Benny Russell Park? I wanted to ask you that. So this is, I know it's a great location, but why? Why did you pick this park?
Yeah, so I was originally going to run the Blackwater Heritage Trail, which is about a 10-mile trail over in Milton. The problem was that if I were to try to set up aid stations, so, hey, I need some water, or oops, I twisted an ankle, you know, let's go put some ace around it or something.
Right.
I would be farther away from aid stations on the trail than what I would be at Benny Russell. So Benny Russell is a 4-mile loop. It's going to be much easier for people to find me. Mm-hmm. It's going to be much easier for people to find the QR code and the sign that I mentioned earlier, right, where if you are coming out, all you have to do is scan that QR code. It takes you right to a live fundraiser where you can donate directly to the ARC Gateway. It's also a really nice centrally located area kind of in Pace, Milton, that's family friendly as well. Mm. With the splash pad being there, the playground being there, it's a great opportunity for everyone to come out with plenty of parking to enjoy the day. Mm-hmm. You don't have to run.
Yeah.
Just come out and enjoy the day.
Yeah, you just jog, walk really, really fast.
Absolutely. You know, yes.
Anything to support Josh Moon here on this mission. The 100K part of it, the 62 miles, you could have just said, hey, I'm going to eat 100 donuts and try to raise money and awareness that way. Why did you think, well, I'm going to run 62 miles?
Absolutely. So before the break, I had mentioned that when I worked with the ARC Gateway, my office used to be right next to the Pearl Nelson Child Development Center. Mm-hmm. And seeing children come out and learn to walk and learn to talk through mm-hmm. speech therapies and physical therapies, if you're having a bad day and you look out the window and you see that and you see the joy that not just the kids have on their faces when they're learning this new skill, but also their parents, it completely raises you. Mm-hmm. And I thought, here I am with an able body. Mm. All I'm doing is sitting on my couch. Yeah. If I can get up and move, why wouldn't I do it?
Wow.
You know, when there are people struggling with far greater issues than I can ever imagine. So, you know, that's really what led me to do something like this. It is a physical challenge, but it's also a mental challenge. Mm. And you have to have your mind in the right place to be able to do an ultra run like this. It's one of those things where, again, you have to be in the right mindset. And mm-hmm. that right mindset is, remember why you're doing this. Stay as positive as you can. Stay as centered as you can.
Well, your heart is definitely in the right place.
Well, thank you.
I don't know if I had to run a mile. I don't know if my physical and mental, aspect would be in the right place. I don't know. But I need to get into running. I think it could be beneficial for me, especially that runner's high everybody talks about.
I don't know what that is. I've yet to experience
there
that.
Yet.
No,
okay.
No. I've run a 50K and I've never experienced a supposed runner's high.
Oh.
So it truly is about just keeping yourself in the right mindset for me. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Josh Moon, he's a local runner here from Milton. He's going to be running 100K at Benny Russell Park on Saturday, May 4th. Cat Country will be down there from 10 a.m. to 12. Go down there and support Josh and what he's doing. Go to arc-gateway.org for more info. We're going to be right back after this last commercial break. If you have any questions or comments, get it in before we run out of time. 437-1620. We'll be right back.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
We are Lions. We bring hope where it's needed. We are a global force for good. Support causes that matter. Change lives. Change communities. Change the world. We can do more together than we can alone. Join in. Experience the joy of serving. Be part of the movement. Give back. Let's unite the world for good. We are Lions. You can be too. Visit weserve.org.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. My guest this morning, Josh Moon. He's from Milton. He's a local runner that's going to be raising awareness and funds for the ARC Gateway coming up on Saturday, May 4th at Benny Russell Park. Somebody texted in during the show. They said, quick question for Josh. Do you eat while you run?
Oh, sometimes I do. It's all about just listening to your body more than anything else. Staying hydrated is more important. And then it's all about paying attention about what you're putting into your body. So on ultra runs, I may, eat just something small on a break, but that's really about it.
I would think a burrito would be a good running food, it's wrapped, you hold it and you just take a bite when you want, right?
Yeah. As long as it's not filled with all the other fun things that might upset the stomach, but each person is going to be different. You may have an iron stomach and I don't know. Yeah.
Can't really run with chicken nuggets and dipping sauces trying to dip. And all right. So if you're just joining us, there's a 100K run to raise funds for ARC Gateway. Josh Moon is going to be running. This is going to be at Benny Russell Park on Saturday, May 4th. Cat Country will be down there doing a live broadcast from 10 a.m. to noon, weather permitting. There's a splash pad, a playground on site. It's a great park, Benny Russell Park. Get down there, support Josh. Go to Facebook, search for $100K for ARC Gateway, or just go to arc-gateway.org for more information. Josh, lots of respect, dude. Thank you so much for what you're doing. This is great.
No, I appreciate you. Thanks for having me on, man.
Yeah, great. We'll be down there to support you on Saturday, May 4th.